As we all know, a Pat does not work on Mondays, and that means we bring in Anthony J., who should be joining us this morning. Good morning, Anthony.
Hello, good morning, Marshall.
How was your weekend?
Great, great to be back, and watched a little bit of baseball as well. That was an exciting two games there.
Well, the Yankees got, you know, they stole one. Now they have to win at home. So they have to make sure they win at home. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, Ben. Now I have a question for you before we get into the forecast. You know, looking at today, tomorrow, and on Wednesday, but it looks like there's a pretty big storm that might be brewing for what, the middle part of the week.
Yes, Marshall. Watching that. It's all clear until then, but I wouldn't call it a major one, but I call it significant. Yeah, significant storm headed our way for the middle of the week, and looking at some potentially heavy rain with that, moving on in, but not till Wednesday, and that, you know, could bring maybe some thunderstorms as well, but some locally heavy rain. It's going to be a fast mover though. It's going to come at us right from the Midwest, and then move, and then maybe redevelop almost like a nor'easter off the New Jersey coast Wednesday afternoon, help to enhance some of that rain. So yeah, Wednesday will be a wet, windy day, and that. But then it gets out of here, and I don't think it's going to hang around. So we'll be back to drier weather by Thursday and Friday.
Well, that's good. You know, this weekend, a week ago, when we were looking at the weekend at the Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Weekend, however you want to look at it. It didn't look good, but it turned out where Friday was a little cloudy and cool, but okay. Saturday was a little warmer, still some clouds, and then Sunday was actually a pretty nice day. So the weekend activities, and we just had a ton of activities around our area, all went off without a problem. But you know, more and more of these storms now are starting to, when they get towards the coast, you can tell we're heading into the winter season because they're setting up as nor'easters off the coast. This is now the second storm in, 2 weeks that is going to form a nor'easter off the coast. And all I can say is I'm glad it's not 20-some degrees colder.
Yeah, that's right. Because last week we had that nor'easter that affected the parts of the area. And, you know, once it gets colder, that does how we get to some of our biggest snows around here. So we're getting closer to that, season. So a few weeks ago it was just summer, but now it's we're into the fall season. But this one will come by and give us some heavy rain, not before Wednesday morning. The rain probably won't get here till later Wednesday morning and last into the first part of Wednesday night. But between now and then, full sunshine today. And again, temperatures this morning, like you said, upper 30s, near 40. We'll do that again tomorrow morning. Tomorrow we'll at least get to 60.
Well, that's not that bad, getting to 60. We can take getting to 60. But anyway, sooner or later, the end will come, and it'll be wintertime. But it's funny when you see the seasons actually change on the weather maps, the way things develop and stuff like that. So now, did you have a good Indigenous Peoples Weekend?
Yeah, it's been a great weekend so far. I love the 3-day holidays. We have to work during it. I was able to enjoy it. Head out east to Long Island, where it's nice out there, and crisp fall air out the east. It was a sunny weekend, and then back to the city yesterday. So we're gonna keep this fall air, the nice, right, comfortable, clean air that's gonna be overhead now for the next several days.
Comfortable, clean air. It sounds like they said that clean coal and the new modern clean diesel, and both those things turned out to be lies. As diesel fuel can never be clean, and yeah. Coal, there is no such thing as clean coal. I mean, coal is coal, but it's comfortable, clean air, at least until Wednesday, and then It's windy and rainy clean air for Wednesday into Thursday, right?
Yeah, our air coming right out of Canada. So we have that high pressure right overhead. That's why it's nice and dry. And then this weather system will come right at us from like the Ohio Valley, Marshall, and move right across our area Wednesday, and then form like a coast, like I mentioned, and you mentioned a coastal storm off the coast. So that's like a winter type situation. So, but this time of year, we, you know, it's rare we see snow around here before November. We have had snow in October before, but it's a pretty rare situation.
All right. Now, do you know what important day comes in? Actually, today. You know what? You know what today is in Canada?
Oh, I probably could guess it.
Canadian. It's one of those. It's Canadian Thanksgiving.
Oh, Canadian Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah.
In general, Thanksgiving in Canada is a national public holiday. Most people have the day off work and schools and post offices are closed. A number of stores and local businesses will also be closed, okay? So today is Canadian Thanksgiving Day. What I want to know is that the Pilgrims never went to Canada. Not that I know of. I don't understand this.
Yeah, I know a thing or two about Canada, but I guess for their Thanksgiving, it's not as big as what we have in November, when it's as big, you know, turkey and, you know, big feast and everybody's traveling. It's more a copycat type of thing.
Well, they say that the Canadian Day and Thanksgiving is held on a separate day to distinguish it from the American Day of the same name. The Canadian holiday occurs on the second Monday in October, and it celebrates the harvest and other blessings of the past year. And it was started in 1957, a day of general thanksgiving to Almighty God for the bountiful harvest with which Canada has been blessed, to be observed on the second Mondays in October. So there, you've learned everything you need to know about today in Canada being Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. I definitely like our Thanksgiving better, just because I just love my number three favorite holiday, Marshall, is Thanksgiving. All the food and everything goes with it. It makes it, almost my favorite holiday.
I wonder if they eat a lot of turkey on Thanksgiving. Probably not, because it's a different type of thing. I don't know. I'm surprised they don't play hockey on it.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I'm surprised they don't have a big hockey game either.
Well, they have the football up there, you know, the CFL. So there you go. They have the CFL. So they probably have football, a big football, okay? And I guess they probably just put together a big feast or whatever's around. It doesn't have to be turkey. Like here on Thanksgiving, it's turkey or ham. So there you go. Right. Everything you needed to know about the traditional celebration in Canada of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's very good. And like I said, I've told you before, I love this time of year, Marshall. And just the leaves changing and the clean air and coffee and everything just comes together, it seems like.
Well, I'm glad someone likes it. 'Cause I don't. All right. It's nothing against Canadians or Thanksgiving Day in Canada. It's just we're heading that it's dark now in the morning when I come into work, and late in the afternoon now it's dark. So once again, the time of the year is approaching where I'm only really awake and active when it's dark out. So that really gets me. So anyways, but we'll let that go because that's part of my psychological makeup. All right, so we'll speak to you next week.
Yeah, look forward to it.
All right, happy Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yes. You too, Marshall. You too, everybody.
Goodbye. That is Anthony J.